This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. As a matter of fact, right away, God only could look in. The girl was so smart, you can't beat her cooking. Ask me how I know, and I'll tell you so. She used to be my girl. Welcome back. Albert O. returning to the University of Missouri to play tight end, and that is great news for Kelly Bryant and Barry Odom. That is one good-looking tight end.
Yeah, the longer he was injured, you were bummed about the bowl game,
yeah,
but you kept thinking,
silver lining, maybe
you got to stick around. Maybe we are terrible people. You know when the kick was missed by the Bears, didn't we all say, God, I feel terrible for that guy? You just feel really bad when you're watching a game and one of the athletes just screws up royally. So watching the Marquette-Creighton game last night, which all SLU fans were forced to watch.
Yes, you're right, including myself.
And people say, where were you when this happened? Marquette gets a game-tying shot with 0.8 seconds
that
on the clock.
That was insane.
I was on the phone with Strickland.
Why?
I guess we were talking hockey. I don't know. So it's about, what, 8 o'clock when that happened? And I screamed. I said, I got to go. He's like, what are you doing? I said, I got to go. And they do the replays. What set it up, of course, most people didn't see it unless you're a Billiken fan and you were waiting for your game to start. Creighton has the ball with 0.8 seconds left. They lead by 3. You can't lose that game. But they throw the inbounds and all the way down court, out of bounds.
I don't understand that.
All the guy and the coach, McDermott, is screaming. All the Creighton guy had to do is just tip it. Game's over. Just touch it. Just touch it. It goes all the way down court, and now Marquette gets the ball. I didn't feel bad for the kid who threw it. I didn't feel bad for the kid who didn't touch it. I was like, oh, dude, you screwed up. So my compassion for these guys that screw up completely checks out when it's my team that I'm rooting for.
I can think of a guy who wasn't sympathetic towards Cody Parkey.
Our Spanish announcer guy for Eagles. 0.8 seconds. You really can't get a shot off.
Yeah, that was miraculous.
All you got to do is inbounds the ball if you're Clayton, and that or Creighton, rather. Just get the ball inbound. Even if Marquette touches it, you're fine because they're not scoring from the full length.
And, you know, it's interesting because Brian tweeted a little bit before that, this is the kinds of games that you lose that keeps you out of the NCAA tournament. And ironically, that's the kind of game that's going to put them in. That victory could put them in.
I swore them off several times. Now, our producer, Dave Jobes, said on the winning or the game tying shot with 0.8 seconds left, he said, why do they have Marcus Howard inbounding it? Because he's the guy you probably want shooting it. And I said, I guarantee 9 times out of 10, he inbounds it and it gets right back to him. But you can't do that with 0.8. So they almost need a new play where he's not the inbounder. If this happens again with 0.8, I want him receiving the ball and shooting it, not inbounding the ball. It was unbelievable. Marcus Howard is the most entertaining college player not named Zion Williamson.
Yeah, he had
53 points last night.
Is he on anybody's draft list? That may be good if he's not. Maybe he'll have this 4-year, 2,000-point career at Marquette.
And he's really young. He's only 19. He's in his third year.
He was at McDonald's, right?
I'm pretty sure.
I mean, he was like a 5-star, really highly regarded.
I don't know if he was 5, but he was well-regarded coming out of Arizona. He's a great kid from all accounts, everybody up there, but also fun to watch. And I know SLU people, I don't think they hate Marquette. We don't have a big rivalry. But there's a little bit of a rivalry, and I'm sure they were highly annoyed they couldn't see their team play.
Do you know Marquette's more expensive than St. Louis University?
Yeah.
I have a nephew that's looking at both schools, and much to his parents' dismay, he's choosing Marquette, which is more expensive.
Yeah.
Milwaukee's a great city.
Especially in the summer.
This just in from the great hockey writer, George Solak. Frank, don't sell Earl the awesome one short on hockey. He started his career working under Susie Matthew and with Charlie Hodges in the Blues PR department.
Earl did? I never knew that.
I know we talk a lot about the interesting life that Howard Richards has led.
Correct.
Earl, maybe not necessarily the institutions like the CIA, but he's done a lot of different things in his life, it seems like.
Working in the Blues PR department.
What else, Brian?
His time at Lindenwood. He seems to be a very interesting person.
He grew up in Milwaukee. Back in the day.
Yeah, and
that.
The biggest thing
that?
Is...
No. See, there's another one for you.
He's the nephew of a Hall of Fame basketball player named Wes Unseld.
And he's had some great relatives. His nephew is a good basketball player.
Robin Thompson having a nice career at Maryville.
He's got another son, another nephew at a prep school.
I really hope he embraces your all time food update. Just him and Rammer eating pizza.
Let's tell Rammer today to make this happen because it's Philly.
Yes,
it's New York. These are two great. When they go to St. Bonaventure, you can let it go. Okay, you can skip that one. But this weekend, and they got downtime. They're going. Wouldn't you love to be on that trip?
Oh yeah.
You're in Philly Saturday. You don't play in New York till Tuesday. Not that it's all about the Marlowe factor, about shutting it down and doing nothing. This would be a fun trip to be on. And by the way, Frank, I like the mock turtleneck. We were giving you a hard time. It's hard to kind of step out there sometimes. You know everybody's going to kill you.
Oh, yeah.
You knew that. I didn't know Howard Richards was going to snap a photo. I did that and sent it to our group. He snapped the photo and put it on Twitter. Yeah. But then the Sean Connery comparisons rolled in. You can't argue with that.
Well, look, if you're compared to Sean Connery.
And then I think Howard correctly pointed out that Sean Connery may have been wearing a dickie, whereas yours was a real turtleneck, was not a dickie?
Absolutely. No, it was a real one. But as I mentioned to the boys last night, who's the most stylish man on TV? Maybe James Brown. He had a nice turtleneck on last night on Showtime's NFL show.
Yeah, I think as long as it's not the Steve McQueen, like up to your chin, like you're at a ski lodge drinking scotch, I think that's fine.
Well, but you can't go mock.
Correct. I'm saying this was kind of that in between.
Yeah. I think some of those turtlenecks are kind of expensive, though. But, boy, they are comfortable. Not to deal with a tie is a good thing. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, and were you sitting on a couch at one point?
Well, one time we did this.
I walked by, and Frank was on a couch talking to the camera.
Did you have a pipe?
I didn't get the context.
Tegna, Channel 5, is into innovation. So the point of the little story.
Frank's clearly on board.
Yes. In fact, Bush was saying while the piece was airing, you suck up. So the point was you can turn on a TV set every night now and watch a St. Louis kid on national television. Either it's big time basketball on the collegiate level or the NBA, whether it's Tatum and Beal or Jericho Helms or Jordan Goodwin or we didn't have this before. I mean, you can watch, you know,
and the kid at
Courtney
Iowa.
Ramey at Texas. I'd use Tyler Cook. And those are just the Chaminade guys, you know? So it is amazing every night a St. Louis kid is on TV.
Why were you on the couch?
Well, we did it for...
I was trying to connect the dots, and I missed it?
It was a chair like I'm sitting, and I had a remote, so every time click it, and so it had some clever editing techniques.
Oh, I thought you were probably clicking and going, I can't get that football game I want to watch. Why is this not coming on?
The real thing is you hear the microwave in the background. That makes it legit set.
That's right.
Monique brings him in appetizers. Well, I like the mock turtle. I think anytime a sports guy can not wear a tie and not get ripped apart, I think we should be a little more casual. Charlie's an advocate of wearing sweats on TV. That's pushing it a little too far.
How about the picture of Charlie with Frank Thomas? And I think you correctly or astutely pointed out about the size of Chuck's head.
It's a weird angle because Charlie's body looks massive, and despite all the jokes about his weight, he's not that big. But his head looks like kind of a peanut on top of his body. It's a great photo of him and Frank Thomas, but I mean, he should put that online and ask what people. It's so disproportionate that I can't figure it out because this is years ago. So I assume he was skinnier than he is now.
Surely it looks like he's in maybe late high school, early college
right.
in this photo.
But the body is kind of...
It looks almost like one of those sumo outfits you put on for that
and
wrestling.
And then this little head.
It looks really weird. Charles is a handsome man. I don't know what happened.
Doesn't sound like it.
But the
picture... You don't seem to think he's especially handsome.
The picture is not...
Big body, tiny head, but handsome.
Correct. I can't figure out what's wrong with that picture, but something is wrong.
All right. Let's see. A little bit of business before we... Tell me what's going on in the coveted hour. Right?
We're going to talk to Frank Bull, longtime Kansas City sportscaster, television for about 40 years, and now doing radio. He has seen it all in terms of the Chiefs' ups and downs, and we're going to preview the game, which could be a big snowstorm at Arrowhead. That's going to be great theater. I won't be watching, but Chiefs, Colts, a little preview of that with Frank Bull coming up at 12:30.
All right. I do want to tell you about our good friends at Greenville University. They have a coach by the name of George Barber, who coached with Rick Pitino in 1996 on the Kentucky National Championship team. He adopted some of that philosophy. They shoot the ball every 12 seconds. They're averaging about 129 points a game. If you get a chance, go to Greenville's schedule and look when they're going to play a basketball game, and you will be really, really impressed with Greenville University. They do a spectacular job. And Dr. Michael Jones is the official eye surgeon of the Hollywood Casino Press Box. He's one of the great eye surgeons in the country. And if you want to get those eyes fixed forever and not worry about contacts or glasses, you'll want to go to Dr. Michael Jones. He's right across the river, and that surgery takes about 11 seconds. 866-260-EYES, 866-260-EYES, Dr. Michael Jones. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.